Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can ask that question. You can make that comment that's always been bugging you. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. When you call that number, you'll get a recording. Simply put in your name, call letters of the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment about science, and perhaps you can get on national radio. And no call is too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio. Because sometimes the dumbest questions are the most profound questions of all. In fact, years ago, there was a young gentleman who was 23 years old. When he asked himself a simple question, he saw an apple fall, and then he looked up at the moon and asked the key question that changed world history. Does the moon also fall? Is the moon in free fall? Well, he concluded the answer is yes. The moon is falling. Therefore, you can calculate the motion of the moon as it goes around the earth, and bingo, all the numbers came out right on the dot. Well, that young gentleman was Isaac Newton. And what he created was the law of gravity and the law of mechanics. He helped to usher in what is called the Industrial Revolution. The machines of the Industrial Revolution all use Newtonian mechanics. The machines he envisioned are the machines which pretty much run our world today. Think about that. A 23-year-old kid asking himself a question which changed world history. And you too can ask that question, perhaps, by giving us a call at 612-564-8135. And also go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. It lists the various shows that I've been on, the books that I've written, and it shows you how you can get on Science Fantastic to ask that question or make that comment about science. And on Facebook, on michiokaku.com, we have over 3 million fans on Facebook. We have over 600,000 fans on Twitter, and perhaps you can find out what all the fun is about by giving us a call. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Blaisdell, and I'm calling from Waterford, Michigan. I'm currently not listening to a radio, but I was wondering, I was wondering what your thoughts are on nanotechnology in the current state of technology as we know it. I mean, Richard Feynman talked about the possibility of it and its possibly drastic effects, but where are we currently with the state of nanotechnology? I really haven't heard anything in the news. Thank you very much for your time. If you do get to answer this question, and I really appreciate it. Have a good night.
Well, I think nanotechnology has the promise of being one of the engines of world prosperity in the future. You see, science occurs in waves, waves of wealth generation. The first wave of science was the machine age, when mechanics of Isaac Newton was married with the mechanics of heat and the steam engine. That created the machine age and the Industrial Revolution. The second wave of wealth generation was when physicists harness the power of electricity and magnetism. That gave us dynamos. It gave us generators. It lit up our cities. Gave us television. The third wave is when scientists worked out the laws of computers, transistors, lasers, and that ushered in high technology, the generator of tremendous wealth today in our cyber society. But the fourth wave is what's most interesting. The fourth wave, I think, is going to be a combination of artificial intelligence, nanotech, and biotech. In other words, technology at the atomic and molecular level. Now, nanotechnology has incredible promise, but it's promise at the present time, not reality. That's why you're not hearing so many breakthroughs in nanotechnology. But nanotechnology is the ability to create atomic machines, machines the size of individual atoms. Now, think about it. If you can create a machine the size of an atom, and that machine can be programmed to make copies of itself to rearrange the molecules of other machines, then you would have what is called a replicator. You could take a lump of coal, give it all sorts of nanobots, which then change each atom individually one by one, and all of a sudden that lump of coal becomes a diamond. And so you would have the power of a magician, the power of Harry Potter, the power to change one substance into another like magic. Well, do we have that? No. But that's the promise. You know, you've probably seen Star Trek The Next Generation where they have a replicator where you simply ask for a cup of tea and it synthesizes it molecule for molecule. Well, that could be the promise of nanotechnology. The more immediate promise of nanotechnology, however, is to create materials that are tougher than diamonds. Graphene already exists. Graphene is one atom layer of carbon, stronger than steel. You can take a sheet of nanotechnology, a sheet of nanotubes made out of carbon, and on the sheet of graphene, you put a pencil. On the pencil, you put an elephant, and you can balance the elephant on a pencil tip without ripping the fabric of the graphene sheet. That's how powerful graphene is, but that's simply the promise. Another promise of nanotechnology is the space elevator. Just like a ball on a string never falls, you can create a ball on a string of nanotechnology that never falls down. That could revolutionize space travel. It can mean that we have a space elevator where you simply hit the up button and you ride into outer space because of centrifugal force and because of the strength of nanotubes. Now, what's the catch? So the promise of nanotechnology is the ability to become a magician, to change molecules atom for atom, to create materials that don't exist yet, to create super strong materials, to create space elevators, to create force fields, to create all sorts of things that we don't have at the present time. The catch is, it's very difficult to manipulate individual atoms. So we are still decades away from fulfilling the promise of becoming molecular magicians, that is to create something literally out of nothing. So sorry about that. The promise is there, but the reality is much more primitive. It'll take several more decades before we can perfect these molecular assemblers and replicators. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
My name is Muhammad Crawford. I live in Richmond, Virginia. I'm a graduate student at the School of Pharmacy in Virginia Commonwealth University. And I was wondering, how could we apply the theory of relativity to our cellular organization and genetic material? Thank you.
So, once again, there is tremendous promise in the fourth wave of innovation. We're talking about biotechnology, we're talking about artificial intelligence, and we're talking about nanotechnology. However, let's be real. Of the three, biotech is perhaps the most advanced. Artificial intelligence is coming up really fast now. However, nanotech will take several more decades to perfect. It's very difficult to manipulate individual atoms. Well, unfortunately, that's it for this segment of Science Fantastic. So once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and you can leave your question or leave your comment about science and perhaps get on national radio. So give us a call, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. It's open mic. Open mic on Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and you can ask that question. You can make that comment about science that's always been bugging you. And go to my website, because maybe the answers to many of these questions are there in my books. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And in my books, perhaps I already have the answer for you. My latest book, which hit the New York Times bestseller list, thanks to you, is The Future of Humanity, talking about the future of the space program. Also get a copy of The Future of the Mind, which hit number one of the New York Times bestseller list. Also, my other books include Physics of the Impossible and Physics of the Future. So I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers, and perhaps the answers to some of your questions are in my books. But nonetheless, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Yes, this is Richard calling from Spokane, Washington, and I was just wondering how much of what we see in the night sky no longer exists.
Well, in some sense, all of what you see in the night sky no longer exists. If you take a look at yourself in the mirror, you are actually not seeing yourself at all. You're seeing yourself as you were a billionth of a second ago, because it takes about a billionth of a second for light to go from your face to the mirror and back to your eyes. And so the you of a billionth of a second ago, in some sense, does not exist, because what exists is you at the present, and you're looking at yourself in the past. When you look at the moon, you're looking at the moon as it was about a second ago. When you look at the sun, you're looking at the sun about as it was about 8 minutes ago. When you look at the solar system, you're looking at as it was perhaps a day earlier. When you look at the constellation Andromeda and you look at the Andromeda galaxy, you're looking at the galaxy as it was 2 million years ago. So you're looking at fossil light. Now, we don't think the fossils of dinosaurs are alive today, but the fossil light from outer space is older than the dinosaurs. Let me repeat that. Some of the light that you see in the night sky is actually older than the dinosaurs. The nearest galaxy is Andromeda, and that's 2 million light years from the Earth. But with our telescopes, we can see galaxies that are billions of light years away from us, meaning that these galaxies may not even exist at all in their present day shape and form. And so remember that the night sky is a time machine. You're looking at the universe as it was and not as it is. And many of the things you look at no longer exist at all. Many of the stars have already exploded. For example, a typical star may exist for several billion years. Large stars will actually explode into a supernova. And meaning that if you wait long enough, the stars don't even exist at all today. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Joe. I came from Twitter, and I was just wondering, are the properties of vacuum energy the complete opposite of a graviton? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question that's at the cutting edge of relativity theory right now, and that is a theory of gravitons. First of all, what is a photon? A photon is a particle of light. And so we know that light consists of individual particles. These particles in turn carry a wave, and the particle is called a photon, which was first introduced by Albert Einstein himself back in 1905, the fact that light actually does consist of individual point particles. So gravity is also a force. Gravity must also be quantized, meaning that it occurs in packets of energy. And sure enough, there's something called gravitons, which are particles of gravity. In fact, if you watch Star Trek, they often use gravitons as a foil for mysterious rays from outer space. Now, what's the catch? The catch is that no one has ever seen a graviton before. We know it exists because we must quantize Einstein's theory and break up gravity from a smooth fabric of space and time into little chunks of energy called gravitons. But gravitons are so tiny, they're so weak, that we've never been able to measure them. Now, why should we care? Because these gravitons can interact with other gravitons, and when you calculate the interaction of gravitons, you get infinity. But that's ridiculous. In physics, there's no such thing as infinity. Infinity is a mathematical fantasy. You should get finite numbers. But when you calculate the collision of two gravitons, it blows up in your face. And that is one of the greatest problems in all of modern physics today. In fact, if you can calculate the interaction of gravitons and not have it blow up in your face, you will win the Nobel Prize in physics. That is one of the greatest problems in all of physics, to quantize Einstein's theory of gravity, to create a theory of gravitons that doesn't blow up in your face. At the present time, the only theory which can do this is string theory. String theory says that these gravitons are actually vibrations on tiny strings, and they are finite. When strings bump into other strings, they do not explode, but they are finite. However, there's no direct proof of string theory. And so once again, we think that gravity can be divided up into chunks called gravitons. When gravitons interact with each other, the theory blows up in your face, and a Nobel Prize is waiting for the person who can calculate with gravitons and not have it blow up in your face. So far, the only candidate which can do this is string theory, which is what I do. That's what I do for a living. However, there's no direct proof of string theory either. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Benjamin, and I am from Spokane, Washington. The question I have is it theoretically possible for a quantum entangled particle to go through, well, one of them, to go through a black hole and have the other particle on this side repeat the same processes as the other? That is all. Thank you.
Well, the short answer to your question is we don't know. We've never done that experiment. However, the experiment is mind-boggling if you think about it. First of all, what is entanglement? If I have particles, these particles vibrate, and the vibrations is called quantum mechanics. So if I take two particles and put them together and they touch each other, they vibrate in unison, and they are called coherent because they vibrate up and down in unison. If I separate them now, an umbilical cord, an invisible umbilical cord, emerges connecting these two twins, so that if you then jiggle one twin, the other twin is aware that its other twin is being jiggled. It was Einstein himself who introduced this concept of entanglement. He hated it because he raised the concept of entanglement in order to show how crazy and bizarre quantum mechanics was. You see, when you jiggle one twin, its other twin knows that its partner is being jiggled faster than the speed of light. And so Einstein said, aha, I gotcha. Nothing can go faster than light, but quantum mechanics says that information must travel down the umbilical cord faster than the speed of light. Ergo, quantum mechanics is wrong. So Einstein thought in his memoirs that he finally found the Achilles heel of quantum mechanics. That quantum mechanics, the theory of the atom, allows for faster than light travel, which is impossible. Therefore, quantum mechanics is wrong. Well, we've done the experiment, and who comes out right and wrong? Einstein was wrong. Sorry about that, Albert. It turns out that, yes, quantum entanglement does exist. Things can travel down the umbilical cord faster than the speed of light, but ultimately Einstein has the last laugh, because no information that's useful can travel faster than light. You cannot send Morse code, for example, using this umbilical cord connecting two atoms that vibrate in unison. You cannot connect them with useful information faster than light. The information traveled along this umbilical cord is random information. And so Einstein, in some sense, has the ultimate last laugh. And what happens when you put this in a black hole? We'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe you can ask that question about science on national radio.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Senate leaders are offering their condolences for the Capitol police officer killed in an attack outside the Capitol Friday. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell both issuing statements saying they are heartbroken over the incident that left Officer Williams dead and another officer injured. As far as if the event is linked to terrorism, Metro D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti says,
"It does not appear to be terrorism related, but obviously we'll continue to investigate to see if there's some type of nexus along those lines."
The 25-year-old suspect, identified as Noah Green, on his Facebook page does say he is a follower of the Nation of Islam. The airline industry praising a new CDC guideline that says people who are fully vaccinated can travel safely. The travel industry hit hard in 2020. USA Radio News. The Biden administration wants to open at least 10 emergency facilities for migrant children as thousands of illegal unaccompanied minors surge across the border. In Texas, El Paso Sector Chief Patrol Agent Gina Chavez says they have their hands full.
These are unaccompanied children that are showing up at our border, and every day our Border Patrol agents are out there with compassion and just taking care of these children.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. President Biden seems to be trying to move ahead with his promise to forgive student loans. Biden reportedly asking his education secretary to prepare a memo on his authority to cancel up to $50,000 in debt. On the campaign trail, he put the amount at $10,000, but is facing mounting pressure from progressives to wipe out more. Today is World Autism Day, and April is World Autism Month, with events and educational activities scheduled throughout the month. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This is a program dedicated to the cutting edge of science, and it's a program where you can participate as an equal. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters at the radio station, the city you're calling from, and then you can ask that question. You can make that comment about the cutting edge of science. Well, before the break, we had a question that actually does go to the cutting edge of science. You see, quantum entanglement is a quantum question. It's a question that we ask about atoms. Black holes, on the other hand, use Einstein's theory of general relativity. These two theories don't like each other. They are not compatible. The greatest minds of physics have tried to combine these two theories, and at the present time, there's no consensus. No consensus as to how do you merge atomic physics with Einstein's theory of gravity. We don't know how to do it. The leading theory is string theory, but as I mentioned, there's no direct proof of string theory either. So here was a question that the questioner asked. Take two particles that are vibrating in unison because they're touching each other, separate them, and an umbilical cord emerges connecting these two particles. Stick one particle into a black hole, and the twin is outside the black hole. And then the question is, can you communicate between them? Well, the answer is, even in ordinary space, the information is random. It's basically like static, and so it's not usable. You cannot send a message like, hello, Charlie, what's up? You cannot send a message like that using quantum entanglement. But what happens when you put one of them inside a black hole? Nothing can escape a black hole, we think. But can quantum entanglement escape a black hole? Well, the short answer is we don't know. In fact, if you can find out the answer, well, give me a call and tell me first. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Sean. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I'm afraid we don't really have a radio station for your project here, but I love your work. So my question for you is in regards to graphene and a recent study that is being worked with lasers and using graphene as propulsion in space. I was wondering how that worked. It seems counterintuitive. Thank you. Have a great day.
Well, let's break down the concepts. First of all, graphene is a single layer of carbon that is one atomic distance thick, but it's one of the strongest materials known to science. You can balance an elephant on a pencil, put the pencil on graphene, and graphene will not break. Now, of course, we've never done that experiment. It's very difficult to get pure graphene. But in principle, the graphene that we have created, the microscopic quantities of graphene, are stronger than diamonds. They are the strongest materials known to science. And then you mentioned laser beams. Well, laser beams are based on coherent light, light that vibrates in unison. Ordinary light that you see outside is incoherent. Everything is vibrating in all sorts of different ways. Laser light is different because all the photons are vibrating up and down in synchronization. And therefore, you can perform miraculous experiments with light. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of science. Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. You can call 612-564-8135. And once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. Perhaps you can ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bugging you about science. Well, before the break, we had a question. Let's put graphene and a laser together. Can you use that as a propulsion system? Well, it turns out that you can, but the propulsion system does not come from graphene. It comes from the laser. In fact, it was Stephen Hawking, my late colleague, who asked himself a simple question. Can you use a laser beam to inflate a parachute to send it 20% of the speed of light to the nearby stars? So here's how it would work. You take a material and make a parachute out of it. Get a laser beam, shine a bank of laser beams onto the parachute and out of space, and the parachute then is inflated and then accelerates to 20% the speed of light. Well, the drag, of course, is a problem. Ordinary materials have drag, and graphene doesn't have much of a drag because it is only one atom thick. So here's the idea. If you can create enough graphene, perhaps miles of the stuff, you could suspend it in outer space and then inflate it with a laser beam on the planet Earth, hundreds of laser beams on the planet Earth, and therefore accelerate that to near the speed of light. which is much more efficient than getting ordinary cloth or ordinary materials and boosting that to 20% the speed of light. And so, well, what's the catch? The catch is that we don't have graphene in large quantities like that. Graphene is the strongest material of the science. However, it is extremely rare. Rare because all the atoms are in perfect synchronization to create a surface one atom thick. We have not yet been able to mass produce graphene to create this device that accelerates a probe to 20% the speed of light using laser beams. It's a technical question, not a physics question, but it's a technical question that we have not yet solved as to how to create large quantities of nanotechnology like the carbon nanotube and the sheet of graphene that would, in principle, propel a starship. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
This is Nathan from Peoria, Illinois. I was just wondering, what was at the edge of the universe? What is it expanding into? That's always something I've wanted to know, and I hope the good doctor could answer. Thank you.
Well, we think the universe is expanding into hyperspace, that is, another dimension. If the universe is everything there is, and if everything there is expanding, then what could it expand into? Well, if you have a balloon expands into the third dimension. If you are an ant walking on the surface of the balloon, then you think the balloon is expanding, but it has no center, and it doesn't seem to expand into anything at all. Well, the answer is the balloon expands in the third dimension. So we think that our universe expands into the fourth dimension. In fact, we think that at the beginning of time, space-time itself was 11-dimensional. This is something called string theory, or M-theory, and we do believe that at the beginning of time, the universe was not familiar as a three-dimensional universe. It was originally 11 dimensions, but these other dimensions have curled up, and they're not observable at the present time. However, do we have any proof of this? The answer is no, but we do have experiments that have been done to test for the inverse square law. When we were in high school, we learned that gravity gets smaller the farther you go away from a star. Gravity diminishes as the inverse square. However, if the universe is four-dimensional, five-dimensional, six-dimensional, the universe should have gravity diminishing as the inverse cube, the inverse quartic, the inverse quintic, rather than the inverse square. Well, we looked at that. We've created tiny little like swimming pool diving boards that are microscopic in size. They vibrate very rapidly, a diaphragm that vibrates very rapidly. And we've looked for deviations from the inverse square law. So far we find none, which means that if there are these other dimensions, they're a lot harder to detect than we previously thought. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you. You can leave your name, call letters of the radio station, the city you're calling from, and then ask that question and make that comment, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we answer your questions about this great universe of ours. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Once again, leave your name, call letters to the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then you can ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you about science. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, I'm Cody Montgomery from Wimberley, Texas. The thing that's bothering me is I'm trying to learn basic chemistry. It's very daunting to me to see how it goes from, you know, the basic questions about how atoms are formed, electrons, protons, neutrons, mass, moles, and ratios, and balancing chemical equations. But the thing that gets me is how it goes straight from that to quantum physics of orbitals and all the different patterns that they show up in. And it's just, I don't know, I guess my question is how fast should someone get into that? How deep can you go early on in chemistry with orbital patterns, which just blow my mind? It almost seems like the edge of knowledge. I know the Bohr's model was used for a long time, up until maybe 5 decades ago, but I was just wondering what your advice on that would be. Thanks for listening.
Well, you ask a very interesting question. One reason why some people are actually turned off to things like chemistry is because everything seems so arbitrary. You have all sorts of different kinds of chemicals. There seems to be no rhyme or reason to why the chemicals are bonded this way and why they behave the way they do. There's no organizing principle behind all the facts and figures that you have to learn. Well, there is. There is an organizing principle, and that is quantum mechanics, as you correctly pointed out. There is an equation called the Schrodinger equation, the wave equation. When you solve that equation for an atom, bingo, you get all the orbitals, you get all the valences, you get all the idiosyncrasies of the periodic chart of elements. When you look at the periodic chart, at first it seems so random that we have the alkalis, we have the halogens, we have the metals, and so on and so forth. However, Mendeleev was able to show that there is a regularity, there's a repeating structure. Materials seem to repeat if you put them on a chart. But Mendeleev didn't know why. Now we have the Schrodinger equation, which is a second-order differential equation. And when you solve the equation, what do you get? Bingo! You get all those damn orbitals. You get all the bonds. You get all the information necessary to give you what is called chemistry. And so the rhyme or reason, which eludes the chemist, comes from physics. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is that chemistry is nothing but applied physics. That if I take the wave equation of Schrodinger, simply solve it for an inverse square force potential from the nucleus, simply solve this equation, what I get are all the orbitals that then give you exactly the periodic chart of elements. We like to think of it as a hotel. A hotel has floors. Each floor represents what is called the principal quantum number, and they represent the so-called orbitals of electrons going around the atom. But in each floor, the rooms are divided up. The rooms are divided up even further into different rooms, and these rooms correspond to the rare earths, the alkalines, the halogens, and so on and so forth. So reality itself, that is the reality of all the chemical elements, can be compared to a hotel. A hotel where there are rules that tell you how many electrons can be on each floor. And when you add them all up, what do you get? The periodic chart of elements. And that's one reason why personally I prefer to work in physics rather than chemistry. Not to say that chemistry isn't great and has all sorts of fascinating developments, but it's not fundamental. What is fundamental is physics, and what is fundamental within physics is the wave equation. And the wave equation in turn has solutions which gives you the periodic chart of elements. But then the next question is, where does the wave equation come from? It turns out there are many wave equations for neutrinos, electrons, protons, quarks, and you need an even higher theory to give you an organizing principle for all the subatomic particles, each of which has their own wave equation. And that higher organizing principle, we think, is string theory. So once again, string theory, when you solve it, gives you all the subatomic particles. But the subatomic particles in turn give you, when you solve them, give you orbitals. And these orbitals in turn, when you solve them, give you chemistry. And that's where chemistry comes from. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Yes, this is Gary from Frisco, Texas. And I have a question on black holes. What is the temperature of surface temperature of a black hole? And also, what is the internal temperature of a black hole? And is it hot, but the thermal radiation can't get out from the gravitational pull? Thank you very much.
Well, it turns out the answer is a little more complicated than you realize. First of all, the black hole is the remnants of a dying star. The star blows up in what is called a supernova. And what's left after the supernova is a neutron star that is a ball of neutrons. And they're touching each other. When the neutron star collapses, then finally you get the black hole. And then it was Stephen Hawking who showed that there's a temperature associated with the black hole, which allows you to make a connection between statistical mechanics, that is, the statistics of atoms, and black holes. Well, unfortunately, I'm not going to have time to get into Hawking's theory of the temperature of black holes. But if you want to find out more, get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds, a whole discussion about black holes. Well, once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week, we're going to talk about the cutting edge of science. And if you want to get on the show, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And find out about my work by going to my website, mkaku.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.